రామాయ రామభద్రాయ రామచంద్రాయ వేదసే రఘునాథాయ నాథాయ సీతాయ పతే నమః. బాలకాండ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 77, బ్యాక్ టు అయోధ్య. రెసిటేషన్ బిగిన్స్ నౌ. When Parashuram had taken his departure, the victor handed over the bow and arrows to Varuna of unspeakable might, who stood invisible to the rest. He then saluted Vasishtha and the other sages with profound reverence, and turning to his sire, found him still dazed with grief and fear. Jamdagni's fiery son, said he, is far away by this time and will not return in a hurry. Give orders to your forces and retinue to resume their march towards Ayodhya, delayed by this trifling annoyance. See not that they wait for it impatiently? Gone is Jamadagni's son. These words fell like sweet music on the ears of the afflicted Dasharatha and brought him round. He strained his darling to his breast, smelt him on the head, felt him all over to see whether he was safe, and said to himself, "Verily, this day have I passed through the dread portals of death and come back among the living, I and my dear son." And with a bright face he directed his troops to proceed towards his capital, Ayodhya. Right royal and hearty was the welcome his happy citizens accorded to their beloved monarch of untarnished glory, come back among them with his sons of mighty arms. They advanced to meet him even when he was far away from the city, and lined the roads leading thereto. And Dasharatha entered his capital amidst the hearty blessings of the Brahmanas and the jubilant shouts of welcome of his loyal subjects. Gaily they decked it for the occasion. The roads were swept clean and well watered, and strewed thick with sweet flowers of red perfume. Pennons and flags, banners and streamers, festoons and garlands, triumphal arches and inscriptions met him on every side. Sweet strains of music, vocal and instrumental, gay and solemn, martial and melodious, greeted his pleased ears wherever he turned. And thus he and his sons of mighty fame passed on to his royal home that towered aloft even as a lofty home of ice and snow, and as gay and grand. Joy unspeakable filled his aged heart, for were not his desires fulfilled even beyond his wildest hopes? Meanwhile, Kaushalya and Sumitra, Kaikeyi and the other queens of Dasharatha were busily happy with welcoming to their royal homes the wives of their sons, as became their rank and station, Sita and Urmila, Mandavi and Shrutakirti. The princesses were next taken to the temples of the gods to offer reverent worship and humble thanksgiving, dressed in gay robes and flashing with gems and gold, while bards and minstrels, poets and eulogists called down every blessing on their fair heads. Next, they paid their respects to everyone that deserved it and repaired unto their mansions that put to blush the lordly home of the guardian of the riches. They made large gifts to Brahmanas of kine, gold and corn, and passed their lives in the enjoyment of every kind of pleasure in the sweet company of their lords. And the royal sons of the lord of Ayodhya, those great-souled ones of unequaled fame on earth, ever waited on their noble sire with sweet solicitude, anticipating his least wishes. The hearts of the elders they won by their bright virtues and rare tact, and they were not the ones to let any chance go by. Their days were one long dream of unalloyed bliss, for wherein did they lack? Married to the loves of their lives, perfect in every art of warfare, with the wealth of the world at their disposal, and surrounded by friends who lived in them and for them alone, so how could their happiness be anything but ideal? Sometime after, his father called Bharata unto him and said, "Bharata, dear, Yudhajit, your uncle and son of the ruler of Kaikeya, waits here to take you with him unto his kingdom. Him have I promised thereunto at Mithila in the presence of the saintly ascetics. It behoves you to go with him and gladden his heart." Nothing would please me better, replied Bharata. He saluted his sire and Rama, lovingly embraced Lakshmana, and taking kind leave of his mothers and of his mighty brother Rama, the sweet friend of all beings, he took his departure, accompanied, of course, by the inseparable Shatrughna. Rama and Lakshmana, thus left behind, waited upon their godly sire of unparalleled renown. Under the advice and guidance of his father, Rama, the soul of virtue, looked after the interests and the welfare of the citizens, but withal the duties to his parents and elders were his first care and lay next to his heart. Even thus did he endear himself to all by his sweet ways and saintly life. Father and mother, Brahmanas grown gray in sacred lore, and their loyal citizens, happy under the benign rule of his father. His unfailing might and ideal virtues outran his growing fame, and all looked up to him in love and reverence, even as their created beings regard their Lord and Maker, the Self-Born One. And the happy years chased one another with light feet as they tripped over the heads of Rama and the love of his heart, Sita, the fairest of the daughters of the earth, as centered in each other, they grew more and more into each other's soul and being. Dear was Sita unto Rama as the wife of his sire's choice, and dearer yet did she make herself unto him through her divine loveliness and rare excellences. And Sita loved her lord with a love passing speech, passing belief. He was the love of her life, the soul of her soul. And heart spoke to heart, plainer and more powerful than feeble words, poor expressions of the myriad-hued human thought. Rama's heart went out to her, as it did to no one else, to this daughter of King Janaka. The royal sage of Mithila, fair as a goddess, even as the divine mother, come down amongst the mortals. Nay, the almighty parents, Vishnu and Lakshmi, had not a brighter home and a happier than Rama in the sweet company of his princess of ravishing beauty, whose love towards that worthy son of the royal sage was boundless as eternity and stronger than fate. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam. This concludes the recitation of Balakand of Valmiki Ramayana. Haribol.